light switch in Alice's bedroom as her dad gave her a kiss on the forehead and tucked her in for the night. "I know you don't want to leave your friends at school, honey, but there will be new friends and adventures at our new house," her dad said. "You promise?" Alice asked with hopeful eyes. "I promise. Good night, sweetie," he replied. The Dodson family had lived in the suburbs for years, but Patty and Mark, Alice's parents, had both been raised on ranches. Their dream was to one day buy their own small ranch, where their kids could have lots of space to breathe easy and roam free. And now, that dream is becoming a reality. One day last year, the perfect opportunity came up. A beautiful 12-acre ranch with a picturesque red barn, a horse stable with four stalls, and a decent size but muddy pond. And so the Dodsons bought the ranch, and tomorrow they'd leave the suburbs to begin a brand new lifestyle in the countryside. Their son, Danny, was nearly 12 years old, and Alice was a shy and freckled 8.5-year-old. The family also included two dogs, a black Labrador named Bear, and an old German Shepherd named Jeremy. Patty and Mark had the know-how to run a small ranch, and Danny had spent enough summers at his grandparents' farm to know his way around animals too. So except for Alice, they were all familiar with cattle, horses, chickens, and even sheep. Sheep, in fact, were Patty's animal of expertise. One time, she asked Alice what she thought about living on a ranch with sheep. So Alice started counting sheep. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, and then slowly pretended to doze off. That got a good laugh out of Mum. The family agreed the kids should pick the name for the ranch. But Danny wanted to name it after himself, and Alice did too. So they ended up putting the two names together and calling it the Dallas Ranch. They had the name cast in wrought iron to put over the driveway gate. The movers arrived early the next morning. After a couple of hours, everything was packed up and ready to go. So the family hopped in their car and headed to their new home, with the movers following behind them. Alice stared longingly out the window as they drove. Their old home was all she ever knew, and she had no idea what to expect moving to a different place. She watched as the neatly organized suburban neighborhoods slowly became more spacious. Eventually, the neighborhoods disappeared altogether, giving way to rolling green hills intermixed with patches of forest and pastures with cows and horses. Before long, the wrought iron gate bearing the name Dallas Ranch appeared. It was the first time the kids had seen the ranch with their chosen name posted out front. "That's pretty cool," Danny remarked. Mark and Patty nodded in approval and gave each other a wink.